The Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan announced the launch of a text-to-tip program designed to help police solve crimes in the 47 cities and towns in Hampshire and Franklin counties.
It doesn't replace the shoe leather behind the investigations that take place in our communities. We've got great detectives and police officers that investigate our crimes, but it's just an added dimension to be able to solve crimes in a timely way.
The program allows people with a cell phone to send information anonymously to law enforcement. There can be dialogue between police and the tipster, but only if the tipster allows it.
A lot of times people are intimidated or they're afraid to give their names, but they have good information. It could be about the motor vehicle that left the bank robbery, or it could be about the individual that they saw robbing a bank. And so we want to give people that option.
Sullivan acknowledged that law enforcement in general has been slow to embrace opportunities such as text-to-tip, which he attributed to generational differences.
People adapt, and they have to adapt according to, what's out there. And I think with text-to-tip, you just have a whole generation of people that are going to be able to come forward and do it anonymously and effectively through a texting program.
Although new to Hampshire and Franklin counties, text-to-tip is not new to the region. The Springfield Police Department has had a text-to-tip program since 2009 and has seen an increase in crime-solving tips from the public, according to Sergeant John Delaney, an aide to Springfield's police commissioner.
We get information constantly. It's being used very much now, where people will tell us who's dealing drugs, where the drug dealers are, and things in that nature.
Massachusetts State Police Detective Sergeant Tom Bakey believes the success of text-to-tip in urban areas will be duplicated in the mostly rural communities in Hampshire and Franklin counties.
If I'm out in the in a smaller community and I have information that's going to be helpful, it's also going to be a lot easier for the person I'm informing on to figure out who it is who gave that information. If I can provide that anonymously, that might be more encouraging for them to come forward.
To provide an anonymous text-to-tip to police in any community in Hampshire and Franklin counties, people can text the code word PROTECT and their message to CRIMES 274-637. There's also a separate code word, KidSafe, which can be used to report suspected child sexual predators. Assistant District Attorney Christine Tatro heads a special project in the Northwestern District Attorney's Office that targets crimes such as child pornography and enticement of minors via the Internet. In addition to text-to-tip, police and prosecutors have recently created a computer forensic lab, installed technology to retrieve data from cell phones and other electronic media, and created a database to track sex offenders on parole or probation.
It's important for the community to know that just as predators are taking advantage of technology to prey upon our children, we are utilizing that same technology to pursue and catch the predators.
The text-to-tip program in the Northwestern DA's office is being paid for by a two-year, $493,000 grant from the U.S. Justice Department. Reporting from Northampton, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.